You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. This is a very loaded passage. Again, Jesus stated that the person that loves him will keep his commandment. I want to emphasize again that you can't love Jesus and not be doing his will. You can't claim to love Jesus and we will not see you keeping his commandment. Please note that. Anyone that truly loves Jesus wants to please him, wants to do his will, even at your own expense. You can't love Jesus and insist on your own way and say, this is me, this is how I want to do my own thing. Those who love Jesus don't do their own thing. They do Jesus' thing. He said, he who has my commandment, not he who put a sticker on his car, I love Jesus. Not he that attends church meetings regularly. Not he that attends program online regularly. Not he that carries Bible everywhere. He says, he that has my commandment and keeps them. Not the one who has them but does not keep them. Not those who hear them but do not do them. Not the hearers of the word who are not doers of the word. He says, the doers of the word. But then he now added, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Can you now see that there are different levels of love? This love is different from John 3:16. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. It is general, it is across board. But there is a love in the heart of the Father that is reserved for only those that love Jesus. Only those that love Jesus can experience this love of the Father. Sometimes you are wondering, but why is this person's life like this? Because this person loves Jesus. Do you love Jesus? It's not an emotional thing. It's not a romantic thing. If you love him, you'll be doing his will. If Jesus says to you that as wife, you must submit to your own husband, do you know that's what you'll be doing? And you'll be doing it joyfully because you love Jesus. If he says you must be of meek and quiet spirit, that is how you will be. When you begin to argue, when you begin to do otherwise and so on, it's a clear indication you do not love Jesus. Sincerely, we won't have to preach submission to a woman that loves Jesus. Just as we will also not have to preach love to a man that loves Jesus. Jesus said, love ye one another as I've loved you. And the scripture says, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Nobody will need to be telling you, treat your wife right. Ah, sir, this is how you are to do this. No, you won't need anybody to tell you that. Because the teachings of Jesus, if you follow it, you will treat your wife right. He says, do unto others what you will have them do unto you. The things you are doing to your wife, will you want anybody to do it to you? So if you truly love Jesus, you will love your wife and we won't need to preach it. But there is a love that you can't experience until you love Jesus. The Father only reveals that love to those that love Christ, to those that love his son. And then he now added, and I will love him. Ah, what love is this again? There is a love in Christ that you have never touched. That love is for those who love Jesus. He says, and manifest to him, myself to him. Did you know that the reward of loving Jesus is not car, it's not private jet, it's not money. The reward for loving Jesus is the manifestations of Christ to you. You will know Jesus more and more and more and more. And I will prefer this than private jet, than all the riches of this world. I will prefer that Jesus manifest himself to me. That is the reward for loving him. He will manifest himself to you. Do you want Jesus to manifest himself in your life? What you need to do is not to be running from camp to Shiloh, from Shiloh to mountain, from mountain to building. What you need is to love Jesus by obeying his teachings, by following his commandment. May the Lord grant you grace and understanding. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.